Warsaw with the ball. Jackson Gould drives left, forced it up. No good. Rebound grab by Easton Strain for Plymouth. Gould and Hall tumbled to the floor. They rejoin the play. Easton Strain kicks it out the Hall right corner. Now Hall will dribble it all the way out to the volleyball line at the top. Drifting left, then back to the middle, then back to left. Throws it off to Ellery, who had 6 points for Plymouth in the first half. Now to Sheely. Down inside, Heckman stole it. He tipped it away inside and carries it up the floor. Heckman leans off to the right. Now picks up his dribble, throws it to Martin right wing, then back out to Drew, who had 13 first half points. Yeager's back out there. He hasn't been on the court for about 45 minutes. He picked up 2 fouls in the first 3 minutes of the first half. Gould to the foul line, forced up another one. No good. Ellery the rebound. Two bad possessions for Jackson. Ellery the other way, runs into Yeager. Blocked by Yeager, tipped by Gould, grabbed by Jackson. He runs it up the right side, pulls up. Three-pointer on the way, it's good. His first basket of the game is a three-pointer at 6:51 of the third, and Warsaw leads 22-18.
Well, on that one, there was no reason to create contact because it was from three, but the first two, I think he thought he was going to get a call.
Heckman the steal, races down in, hammered from behind, and a foul called. And I'll give Easton Strain an incredible amount of credit because he did foul, he did prevent Drew from scoring, and he didn't knock him over or injure him. That's a pretty good play by him.
If this was 25 years ago, that right there turns this game into a melee because Easton Strain had all he wanted to do was to knock the ball away, but that could have been a heavy foul back in the day, and this is a terrible decision.
They're calling this on the floor. Oh, my. So Warsaw plays the ball in. And they lob it out to midcourt where Carson Gould makes the catch. Carson looks right, throws it out to Heckman. Heckman with the ball fake and a drive into a double team, then he backs back out of it. Now to the near side, Carson Gould, and back out to Heckman. He's guarded by Strain, but Strain gives him a lot of space. Jackson Gould far side to Martin on the wing. Out to Carson Gould at the arc. Bounces down to the baseline for Martin. Martin in the lane on Strain, couldn't get past him. Now back to Heckman. Heckman drives the baseline, he's cut off. Martin around to Carson Gould, now to Jackson. He'll drive in, and a foul's called on Ellery. Didn't see that either. Ellery with his second out of bounds to the Tigers.
Well, and as long as they play defense, for Plymouth, as long as they play defense on this possession, to take a foul that late is tough, especially for somebody like Ellery, who they're going to factor in at the end.
Heckman outside the lane on the right, steps back for a 12-footer. It's good. Drew Heckman with his first two of the second half. He's got 15 points. Warsaw with a 24-18 lead. Ray trapped at midcourt. And he fell backwards, and he traveled with the ball. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw at midcourt. Oh, no. They're going to call a timeout for Plymouth before the ball was lost. Oh, my. 5:48 left to play here in the third. We're going to keep it here. Warsaw in the lead, 24-18 with 5:48 left to play in this third period.
No, and they very well might have called a timeout, but all the calls leading up to that lends you no credit to what the decision was made because the only whistle was the guy that was calling the travel. There was no whistle from the backside of the play. And if you're a coach, that has to upset you because it took a lot to get that turnover at midcourt, and now you have to give that away. It's going to be Plymouth basketball because the guy right in front of their bench comes up with the timeout. It's been tough to see as a Warsaw Tiger coaching staff, as a coaching staff, and then up here to see some of the calls that are clearly not going our way tonight.
Plymouth ball right at the timeline, right in front of Nate Howitt at the scorer's table. Largest lead of the game by either team. Warsaw leads by 6, 24-18. Ray across the line, drives left wing to the elbow. Now flips it out for Wolf. Wolf to the near side, Ellery in a whistle, and Ellery's called for traveling. Warsaw gets the ball back, up by 6. 5:38 left to play here in the third quarter.
This is a big possession for the Tigers. You really want to try to stretch this to 8 as you're getting a little bit towards the middle part of the third quarter.
Off to the right, Heckman. Strain gives him space. Heckman picks up the slack to the arc and then takes it back out past the volleyball line. Now Carson Gould. Gould guarded loosely by Wolf. Now back to Heckman. Warsaw spreading the floor here. The old-fashioned four corners. Heckman drives the free throw line, spins back, dumps it underneath to Martin. He puts it up. He missed it, but he's fouled. And Brand Martin will shoot two for Warsaw. Good pass there and a good finish by Martin. He didn't make the shot, but that's good enough. Shealy with his third. Third team foul against the Pilgrims this half. Warsaw's best free throw, Brant Martin, 86% at the line, shooting a pair. First one up, first one is no good.
Well, and hopefully if Warsaw decides to go to that four corners like they did at Marion, they remain aggressive because I think at Marion they kind of took the foot off the pedal, and that ended up being turnovers. Marion got back into the game that way.
Martin makes the second. That's his third point. And Warsaw leads 25-18, which of this game feels like about a 20-point game. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Skip pass right side. Wolf checks his feet, shoots for three, missed it. Carson Gould, the rebound for Warsaw. Up the near sideline, Jackson Gould. At the arc, crosses over. In the lane, pull up 8-footer, no good. Jaeger couldn't pull in the rebound. It's grabbed by Strain for Plymouth. Strain, down to the left corner to Ellery at the far end. Out to Ray, wide open. Three-pointer is good. His second of the game, his 22nd of the season. 25-21. Quickly, Jaeger, deep right corner. Back up the sideline, Carson Gould. To the center circle to Heckman. And Drew will walk it toward the far side and throw it to Jaeger on the wing. Now Carson Gould pops out. Head fake, dribbles right, hands back to Jackson. Jackson in the corner to Jaeger. Little three-man triangle here for Warsaw with Carson Gould, Jackson Gould, and Jaeger. And Jaeger's the farthest one away from the basket. Martin up the baseline on Ellery, throws it underneath. Jaeger bobbles, picks it up, and scores. Good setup there for the Tigers. Warsaw leads by six at the midpoint of quarter three. Ellery drives the right baseline. Ran into Martin. A whistle. Blocking foul called on Brant Martin. Not sure what more Brant has to do there. He picks up his second foul. It's a non-shooting foul. Out of bounds to Plymouth on the baseline. Hull in for Shealy for Plymouth. Bricker in for Martin for the Tigers. At 3:56 of the third, that's Warsaw's first team foul of the second half. Ray right baseline far end. Slips it inside to a wide open Easton who missed the layup. Rebound tip back up, though, by Davis Ray.
There's too many guys watching that situation. Nobody went to go find a body. Davis Ray sneaks in, and that's the type of rebound that you have to have in a game like this because you could almost push the lead out, and now you know they're still back in this with 4 points, or it's a four-point difference.
Jackson Gould out near the timeline along the far sideline. Drives the free throw line. Kicks it across Carson Gould. He shoots a three-pointer. He hit a three-pointer. Carson Gould, his fifth three-pointer of the season. And Warsaw leads by seven again, 30-23. 3:20 left to play third quarter. Right sideline, Wolf. Picked up by Jackson Gould. Picks up his dribble. He is in trouble. He needs to get rid of it. And a whistle. And again, timeout called as the ball is being tipped away by Warsaw. Timeout Plymouth. And are they calling this a full? It's a 30. Let's take this one. 3:12 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 30, Plymouth 23. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Jared and Steve back together again on a Friday night at the Rock in Plymouth. Strain up the baseline against Potter. Potter's going to be called for a blocking foul. Andrew with his first. Plymouth ball on the baseline at the far end. That is the second foul against the Tigers here in the second half. Ray to throw it in, baseline right at the far end. Warsaw leading 30-23 at Plymouth. Looking to finish second in the conference. Hull, far side for Wolf, out top to Ellery. Ellery drives against Techman. Outside the elbow, back out to Hull. Hull, now he throws it back out on the weave to Ray. Ray goes left, now into the corner he goes to Wolf. Wolf gets around Jackson Gould and throws it out the hole. Not a Ray. Can't get around Carson Gould. Floats up a tough one. No good. Put back up. No good. Foul called. Again, no block out there, Jared, and it's going to cost the Tigers a foul and potentially 2 points.
Well, and that's what Plymouth's so good at. When you see Davis Ray or anybody lower their head and go to the basket, you know that he's going to make an opportunity to score. And so on that backside, Easton Strain started maneuvering Lucas Bricker underneath the basket so he would have an angle at the rebound. And when you start rebounding before the shot, chances are you've got a much better chance of rebounding the basketball.
Strain rolls the first one in. He's got three. He can make it a 5-point game with the second of his two. And it's up there, and it's no good. And Potter, with a good block out, grabs the rebound. Heckman also did a terrific job of blocking out underneath the basket. Heckman now trapped at midcourt. Far side, Jackson Gould, who has just one three-point basket here in the game. Jackson Gould in the lane, near corner Potter, up the sideline. Carson Gould back out to Heckman. 2:20 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw 30, Plymouth 24. Heckman backs it out to the timeline near the scorer's table. Puts his head down. Drives to the right, lost the ball, but lost it right to Bricker. In the corner to Heckman. Heckman against Strain. Fakes, drives up the baseline, didn't get very far. He'll keep dribbling and drive it all the way out and hand it off to Jackson Gould. Gould being bumped into by Ray. Jackson got around him, takes it in, flips it up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Ellery for Plymouth. Long pass ahead for Wolf. Wolf back to Ellery. Ellery traveled with the ball. They had a chance because it was 5-on-4. Gould was having trouble getting back into the play, and they didn't even get a pass off. 1:48 left to go in the third. Warsaw with the ball up by 6.
Well, that's Ellery's second travel, and when he's catching on the move, he's running before he puts the ball down. So you really want to get him the ball where he's got both feet planted.
Jackson Gould to the near corner to Potter. Jumps a pass out to Heckman. Heckman drives down the lane, a whistle, and a holding foul is going to be called against the Pilgrims. Again, Wolf knew that he was beaten, and so he grabbed a hold of Drew's right arm to keep him from getting to the basket. Out of bounds to Warsaw.
I think Plymouth is happy if he does get past them to not give up any more layups, and they'll send him to the line once they have that chance.
And a whistle, and 5 seconds is called. And it's out of bounds to Plymouth. 90 seconds left to play third quarter. Matt Moore's thinking he's probably close enough to a technical that he wants to not push it. Davis Ray in the lane, a whistle, hand-checking called against the Tigers.
Well, and with Neil McCartney, just knowing him from the past of watching him officiate games, it does not take much for him to try to take over a game and call a technical if you're upset with this call. So it's almost better to take yourself away from the situation. I think that's what Coach Moore's trying to do.
On the inbound, Strain off the inbound, shoots it. Air ball. Carson Gould, the rebound for the Tigers. Up ahead near sideline, Jackson Gould cuts to the middle, to the free throw line, stops. Underneath Potter, reverse layup, good. Gould faked the pass to the corner. Potter went to the basket anyway. Warsaw leads by 8 with a minute to play in the third. Wolf out to Ellery. Guarded by Martin, who just checked back in. Now Hall to the left elbow. Flips it back to Wolf, then to the top for Ray. Ellery on the weave. Now to the far side, Wolf turns and shoots for 3. Jackson Gould, the rebound for the Tigers. Jackson up the far side, in between the center circle, drives down in, flipped it back. Martin open 3 in transition, short. He got his own rebound, then got knocked over. The ball is loose, and a whistle. Traveling's going to be called against Plymouth, and Warsaw's going to get the ball back with 35 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, Warsaw very fortunate, but also Brant Martin follows his shot, pokes it away, which gives them an opportunity to get on the floor and earns them a second chance at this possession, which is huge, and that's the things that weren't happening in the first half. They weren't getting multiple possessions and opportunities, so it's much better the second half of offensive rebounding.
Heckman in for Potter for a chance to push this to a double-digit lead before the end of the third. Carson Gould trapped. And he had his pass tipped up the sidelines, out of bounds by Trey Hall. Into the percussion section of the Plymouth Pet Band. And they gently, with their feet, move it away from their equipment. Bricker into the backcourt to Heckman, 25 seconds, clock rolls. Heckman guarded by Strang. Starts forward up the sidelines, goes a little farther, now picks up his dribble. Nobody to throw it to, and he'll get it to Jackson Gould. Gould to 14 seconds, back to Heckman with 12. Drew winds it up, has Hall on him, steps the foul line, shoots from there, and missed it. Carson Gould, the rebound. No, it's tipped out of his hands. And Strain will grab it, 2 seconds, 1. Hall, or no, check that. That's Walters, a long jumper that they say would have counted, and it did not go. After 3, Warsaw 32, Plymouth 24. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now, Warsaw.